Hi, my name is Sue Carter. I'm director of the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. I'm a biologist, and I study the biology of social behavior and what humans call love. I began this work accidentally, mostly because I was studying pair bonding and social behavior in animals. And as it evolved, I discovered and realized, at least, that there had to be a physiology for love, a biology for love. And the most logical candidate was oxytocin. Oxytocin had already been called the hormone of mother love by people studying maternal behavior in animals and in humans. My research took that to the level of comparing adult-adult relationships and using an animal model known as the prairie vole. Prairie voles are small rodents. They form lifelong pair bonds. The first studies that we did with prairie voles were done with a collaborator, a fellow named Lowell Goetz, at the University of Illinois, where I was working at the time. Lowell was finding prairie voles living two to a nest for life, the same pair. And at first he didn't believe it, no one believed it, because they were small rodents, and it was widely accepted that rodents could not form pair bonds and were not monogamous. Our study showed they did form pair bonds, and they were monogamous, but the monogamy was social. They cared who they were with. They were much more likely to mate with a stranger than to sit and touch a stranger. In the process of those studies, then, we began to study the neurology, the biology, the social behavior, the evolution of these processes. The work I'm doing now is focused on the developmental effects of oxytocin. I'm especially concerned because oxytocin is widely manipulated in birth. It's used to induce labor. It's used to facilitate processes that do not take into account the fact that oxytocin does reach the brain. It probably reaches the mother's brain. In our animal models, we know that it affects the baby, and it has lifelong effects. Today, at the Endocrine Society meeting, I talked about the epigenetic effects of oxytocin. I do this work with another collaborator. Her name is Jessica Conley from the University of Virginia. And what we're discovering is that there are long-lasting changes in the oxytocin receptor gene that are induced by the birth process itself, by maternal behavior, and by being exposed to extra oxytocin. A little oxytocin seems to be good, possibly, but large doses can disrupt the process, and especially the development of the baby. So this is my area of interest. I am passionate and very excited about bringing other people to these questions. I'm always offering to collaborate with people. We've developed a lot of tools for measuring oxytocin, for measuring methylation. Dr. Conley has developed those. And what we're trying to do is understand how oxytocin, which is known to be a hormone that can have benefits to the human body, how it's what causes it to be released, and what are the consequences of it, both the natural hormone and also the hormone given as an exogenous treatment, as a kind of drug treatment. Thank you.